Hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's stand up and climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Nnamdi, let's begin with boxing's Pac-Man.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
Filipino fighter Manny Pacquiao. Sounds like he doesn't quite want to hang up his gloves just yet, Nnamdi.
Well, you know, he just won the election as a senator in the Philippines. He's now talking about my duty as senator may be very hard for me to train and fight. But he just made some comments. If he's going to fight, it must be when the Senate is not in session, which means we're looking at October 29th or November 5th in Las Vegas.
Who are some of the names being bandied about as possible opponents?
The first person was Adrian Broner. You know who Adrian Broner, we call him all broke. He wanted $10 million minimum for the fight. So Adrian Broner is out of the picture. We have Danny Garcia. Danny Garcia is the current WBC welterweight champion. He's undefeated, young, strong, very exciting to watch. And I think it really looks good with Danny Garcia. We have Jesse Vargas, we have Terence Crawford. But basically, the fans will like Danny Garcia against Manny Pacquiao.
What do you think about Manny Pacquiao at this stage, Nnamdi? Do you think he should retire or keep fighting?
Well, we'll go back and look at his last fight against Timothy Bradley. He looked good at the age of 38, Sonny. I think there's still a lot left in the tank, and I think he can beat some guys. And I think the money's on the table. Why run away from the money? So I think a win over Danny Garcia will bring out the big honcho we're looking at. The big honcho is money man Floyd Mayweather. So we're still waiting to see if that will happen.
Nnamdi, Saturday night in Birmingham, Alabama, the reigning WBC heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder will go up against Chris Areola. How's this one shaping up?
Well, Sonny, it's a championship fight for the heavyweight title of the world, you know. Deontay Wilder is a good fighter. Big right hand, he can hurt you. But fight fans believe he's not been tested, you know. He's fought a whole bunch of guys that are just average fighters, you know. It's an easy payday for him. In the fight game, it's an easy peasy fight, you know. This fight will not go anything close to 10 rounds. Areola, yes, he will come out fighting, but it's going to be a short, quick fight. He will swing and he'll miss, and once he gets caught, it'll be over. So expect an average fight with the champion, Deontay Wilder, blowing out Areola. And it's a meaningless fight, Sonny.
Deontay Wilder, when do you see him maybe going up against Anthony Joshua or Tyson Fury? Would that be 2017?
Maybe summer 2017, if everybody keeps winning, if we don't have any big upset with Joshua or Tyson Fury, because these big giants are meant to clash down the line. So it will happen summer 2017.
Nnamdi, the Olympics are coming up quickly in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. How about an update on the Olympic boxing tournament?
Well, the final tournament was held at the first part of July in Vargas, Venezuela. 26 quarters left for pros. To me, Sonny, I still can't believe that this is happening, you know. But the funny thing about it is we have an African from Cameroon based in France in the name of Hassan Ndam Njikam, former WBO, WBA interim middleweight champion in the Olympics. fighting amateurs. He even lost a fight. Well, he qualified to fight in Rio. But what will this do to his profession, to his career? IBF will ban him from fighting for a title a whole year. WBC will put him away for two. So does this really make sense for Ndam Njikam to fight for Cameroon at the Olympics in Rio? I don't think so. That's a bad management, Sonny. I mean, because the money's not there. You're fighting with guys. Some of the pros that went to Venezuela for this tournament lost to amateurs. You know? Some even got knocked out, you know, by amateurs. So what will almost a 40-year-old Cameroonian doing in Rio, getting beat up by an amateur? And, you know, the politics of the scoring in boxing is really, really bad with the referees and the judges. Everybody just look like they're on the take. Seriously. So if Hassan Ndam Njikam loses to one of these amateurs in Rio, forget about him fighting for any world title in 2 years. It doesn't make no sense.
Namdi, two big-name professional fighters who we will not see in Rio, Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, and Canelo, Saul Canelo Alvarez from Mexico. What's up with them?
Well, Canelo will challenge for the WBO junior middleweight title. Mind you, this is a guy that's been fighting over 154. He's going to go down and fight Liam Smith from the UK on the 17th of September right here in MGM Grand for the WBO junior middleweight title. So fans are just like mad and say, why are you running away from Triple G? How come you're going to 154? You were once the 160-pound middleweight champion. Now you're fighting small guys. We don't understand it. So, but this is a pay-per-view fight. Will the fans buy? We don't know.
What about Triple G, Namdi? Anything going on with him?
Triple G is going to the UK to take on Kell Brook, who's an IBF welterweight champion. This is what we're talking about again. Middleweight champion taking on a welterweight. What is the difference between this fight and the fight with Canelo and American? Kell Brook has got a better chin than American. And this is a big fight at the O2 Arena, and this will happen September 10th. And it's a fight that fight fans are wondering, how can a guy go from 147 pounds to 160 to challenge the best in that division? He may get knocked out cold in front of his people at the O2 Arena in England.
So again, Namdi, it sounds like 2017 would be the earliest we would see Triple G take on Canelo.
We're looking at the fall or summer of 2017. That's when all this fighters will finally agree to fight one another for the big money.
Namdi, you mentioned that Cameroonian fighter at the Olympics. Any update on some of the other Africans?
Well, glad to announce that Richard Comey from Ghana will take on Robert Easter for the IBF lightweight title. First, there will be a purse bid that will happen July 19th at the IBF office in New Jersey. The promoter that wins the purse bid will then stage the fight. Mind you, these two young guys are undefeated. Richard Comey from Ghana is 24-0 with 22 knockouts. Robert Easter is 17-0 with 14 knockouts. They're two undefeated fighters, and the promoters bidding are Al Haymon and some of the other ones. So we expect Al Haymon to win the purse bid and stage the fight in the U.S. on TV. Then we have Playboy Omotosho. You remember Playboy Wally Omotosho?
Lucky boy.
That's why I'm lucky boy. That's why the people call me. In Nigeria, people call me Playboy, but that was my whole name.
Yeah.
But when I travel overseas, I'm like, I'm a lucky boy.
Lucky boy in Hollywood.
Lucky boy in Australia, lucky boy in Hollywood.
We call him Playboy and a lucky boy in Hollywood also. He's going to fight on the Ariola undercard, but he's fighting a guy who's undefeated, 19-0 with 9 KOs in Jamel James. Wally Omotosho has been in some good fights on TV, and those fights have been very close fights. The fights he lost on TV were like Jesse Vargas, Sammy Vasquez. This fight could have gone either way. But if he's able to pull up an upset on Saturday night, and I think his career will be back on the upswing. But if he's unable to pull an upset against Jamel James, he may have to go back to Africa.
Finally, Namdi, earlier this week, the talent agency WMEIMG announced it would buy mixed martial arts promoter Ultimate Fighting Championship, a deal valued at $4 billion. That's right, $4 billion. making it the world's biggest ever sports deal. Your thoughts?
Well, you wonder, how did this mixed martial arts overtake boxing? How come they've been sold for $4 billion, Sonny? They did all the right things, Sonny. They were once banned in some states, even in New York. But lately, they can now have it in, it's legal in 50 states. They've gone mainstream. Lots of people love it. It's good action fights. They've been able to promote it on different platforms, Sonny. I mean, they were able to put it on free television, subscription, online events, serious promotion. That's why they are worth $4 billion today. I think boxing promoters need to take a lesson from these guys from Ultimate Fighting Championship.
And UFC, Namdi, definitely international. It said these fights are broadcast in more than 156 countries.
And they sell out arenas, Sonny. They sell out the MGM, they sell out the T-Mobile Arena, they sell out Staples Center right here in Los Angeles. They pull huge, huge crowd. Boxing will have to do something or UFC will take over. At this rate of $4 billion, man, promoters better go take classes from these guys running UFC.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta.
Galala. Great show, bro.
One of our big basketball stories this week was the retirement of 40-year-old San Antonio Spurs star Tim Duncan. Duncan is regarded by many as the greatest power forward of all time. During 19 seasons with the Spurs, Duncan won 5 NBA titles, 2 League Most Valuable Player awards, 3 NBA Finals MVP awards, and he was named to the NBA's All-Star team 15 times. Duncan, along with head coach Greg Popovich, also transformed the small market San Antonio Spurs into a powerhouse of a franchise. And Coach Popovich was among many in basketball paying tribute to Tim Duncan.
I'm trying to wrap my head around why I'm standing here and he's not. And we all know why. It's not Tim Duncan to bring any attention to himself. So I figured I better come out here and do this and somehow say goodbye to him, which is an impossibility for a lot of reasons. But I tried to think of how to compare him and what to say about him. And I got a few thoughts that might be boring for all of you, but you know, everybody always talks about who they like to eat dinner with. You know, if you had one night, you could go to dinner, go to lunch with so-and-so, who would you like to do it with? My dinner would be with Timmy. And it would be because he's the most real, consistent, true person I've ever met in my life.
San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich reflecting on his longtime star, Tim Duncan, who retired this week. For the record, Coach, I'd love to have dinner with Timmy, too. Yes, I would. We've reported on the sunny side of sports how top golfers like world number one Jason Day of Australia and world number three Jordan Spieth of the USA have pulled out of next month's Rio Olympics because of concerns about the Zika virus. Well, American Patrick Reed, currently ranked 13th in the world, says he's all in. And he's looking forward to representing Team USA in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The 25-year-old Reed shot a 5-under par 66 Thursday in the first round of the British Open, and he was at the top of the leaderboard at Royal Troon Golf Club in Scotland. Reed told reporters after his impressive round that he's always enjoyed playing internationally.
I've always wanted to play around the world. And, you know, coming over and playing when I was younger, I played in the Junior British Open, which was the year Tiger won at Hoylake. And it was the week before. And I was able to come over right after the tournament. We were able to come over on Wednesday and watch Wednesday and Thursday practice rounds and first round. And, you know, just watching the different shots that other players were hitting, I always thought it'd be fun because I love to create shots and hit, you know, the kind of funny things. At home, we can't do that. It's too soft, so you can't hit the kind of stinger two iron and let it run, or, you know, the low hook chip shot, watch it bounce up a hill and kind of trickle over. Those aren't things we can do at home. It's more thick rough, take the ball in the air and try to stop it. So I feel like my creative side to be able to come out.
That's American Patrick Reed, who's at the top of the leaderboard after the opening day of the 145th British Open Golf Tournament in Scotland. And look for Patrick at the Olympic Golf Tournament next month in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Patrick says he's looking forward to going to Brazil and playing in Rio. Well, I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page today, Thursday, you'll see a Throwback Thursday video featuring yours truly and Marco Uma, our longtime Daybreak Africa sportsman who died July 10th at the age of 55. That video was shot at the 2010 World Cup in South Africa, and I'm shown wearing one of those yellow Bafana football jerseys, and I'm proud to report that none other than Marco Uma gave me that Bafana jersey. So I will treasure that. Rest in peace, Marco Uma. This VOA programming note, the last 2 weeks in July, Andrew Palcheski will be hosting the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm going to take a little rest and relaxation. So Andrew will be behind the microphone for the program. And none other than Andrew joins us right now. Andrew is the VOA social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Good to be with you. And I hope I can do as well. I'm going to have to get pumped up. I'm going to have to bring extra coffee in the morning. And I don't know, to get that level of enthusiasm that you always bring.
That third cup of coffee always does the trick, Andrew.
Okay. I'm usually a tea drinker, so I don't know how much tea that equates out to. I might have to switch to coffee for the next 2 weeks. But we'll see if I can get pumped up and, like I said, bring that level of excitement.
Well, Andrew, what's trending in the sports world on this Thursday?
Well, as you're just talking about, the Open is kicked off, of course, in Scotland. All eyes in the golf world are watching that on social media, and we're getting some great perspective, some, you know, kind of behind the scenes, and we're seeing the key moments that are being sent out on social media. But the one thing that I saw that everybody seems to be talking about at the moment on social media is golfer John Daly. John Daly is kind of a colorful character, to say the least, and that is on display in Scotland because he's wearing pants that are decked out in pineapples. They have a pineapple print on them. And so a lot of people are talking about this, questioning this choice, saying, you know, I've seen golf attire kind of evolve over the years, and it's been very traditional. It's kind of gotten, you know, I think it's Ricky Fowler has the big Puma symbol on his hat, but nothing like these pineapple pants. This is maybe a bridge too far to go into the, you know, he's certainly drawing a lot of attention, some good, some bad, but attention on social media.
And the British Open 145th edition, such a proud history, sort of out of the ordinary to be wearing apparel like that.
Yeah, especially there because it's a very traditional kind of tournament. But it is, you know, such an esteemed tournament that actually Twitter has a little emoji that they put the trophy next to. When you use hashtag the Open, you get that little emoji that shows up. So shows that Twitter knows how significant and important a tournament that is.
Andrew, a couple of quick comments at my Facebook page. A few of our Voice of America listeners watched our Facebook Live on Wednesday, and they checked in, and Ibrahim Mohammed says he enjoyed the video, and he also enjoyed listening to the show on Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM in Nigeria. So shout out to our friends at Brilla FM and my friend Larry Zamajay, Dr. Larry Zamajay, the CEO at Sports Radio Brilla FM. I hope you're listening tonight. Larry, shout out to you. Andrew, what else is trending in the sports world?
Well, we go from the colorful pants of John Daly on the golf course to the colorful blazers of Craig Sager. Now, Craig Sager, we've talked about on the show in the past, is a National Basketball Association commentator. And he's in a battle with leukemia. He's been fighting that disease for a couple years now. And last night at the ESPY Awards, he was presented with the Jimmy V. Courage Award. Now, the ESPYs are part of ESPN, the sports network here in the U.S. They do these awards every year, usually the day after the All-Star Game, because it is one of, I think, only 2 days that there is no professional sports in the United States playing.
Interesting. Okay.
In fact, it might only be the one. If you count the Home Run Derby on Monday, then I think yesterday is the only day when there are no U.S. professional sports that are happening. So that's when they hold the ESPYs there so they can get all those athletes in. And so Craig Sager received that award for his valiant and continued battle with leukemia. And it was presented by Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden. So a lot of people noting Craig Sager wore this really decked out, had flowers on it, you know, one of those blazers as he's known for. And so that caught a lot of people's eyes on social media. And another moment from the ESPYs as well that was very much talked about on social media was the start of the show when you had four basketball players come out and talk about the Black Lives Matter movement and the shootings that have happened recently in the U.S. And saying, you know, we need to come together. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Carmelo Anthony among them. And it was really a touching moment that caught a lot of people by surprise. You know, this is supposed to be a fun show, and this was a very serious moment. And I've seen one report on social media that apparently it was these basketball players, it was their idea to do this.
Mm.
It wasn't any of the network or anything. They said, we want to go up there, and we want to do this. This is how we want to start the show. So a lot of attention to that as well, the ESPYs. And then also all the awards that were given out for different best, you know, baseball player, best tennis players. I know Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams won those. No surprise there with the years that they've been having. But a nice celebration of sports, and he gave out some nice awards last night.
I did hear some of the comments from LeBron James, who I think won the Male Athlete of the Year award at the ESPYs. And LeBron kind of encouraging his fellow athletes to be more socially conscious, especially, which is unique because, you know, they've been criticized for being all about the buck sometimes.
Well, and then social media fits hand in hand with that social consciousness. A lot of these stars are using that kind of megaphone they have between Twitter and Facebook and Instagram to share these ideas, to try to bring people together. And so that was evidence of that last night. I think even though they were on the stage last night, that's not the last that we're going to be hearing from these players. They are, I think, going to use social media to continue that.
Quick update at the British Open. Right now, the red, white, and blue is waving proudly in Scotland. We have a trio of Americans at the top of the leaderboard. Phil Mickelson, Patrick Reed, and defending champion Zach Johnson all at the top, playing very well at the British Open. It's round one. Round two will be on Friday, so we'll look to see who the winner is on Monday, Andrew.
Yeah, no pineapple pants yet, but we'll see. We'll see, and we'll see in the subsequent rounds if he wears the same. Maybe he'll have different fruit. Maybe he'll do one with strawberries or bananas. Who knows? Who knows?
Anything else trending in the sports world, Andrew?
Well, the other big story that people are just starting to talk about is the list of the world's top 10 most valuable sports teams that has come out, and there has been an unseating at the top. Real Madrid was the former number one. Not anymore. The number one world's most valuable sports team is the Dallas Cowboys National Football League team here in the U.S.
The Cowboys, okay.
Value of $4 billion. Now, to be fair, Real Madrid is not far behind there, $3.65 billion. So only about $350 million off, give or take. But it is, for the first time in a good while, the first time that an American team has been on the top.
Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
And that wraps up the July 14th edition of The Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Nick Ivanoff. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's The Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it. Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The bodies of Willie Kamani, a lawyer and investigator working with the U.S. non-governmental organization International Justice Mission, or IJM, IJM client Josephat Mwenda, and IJM driver Joseph Mururi, were recovered on July 7th from a river in Machakos County, east of Nairobi. Willie Kamani, a human rights lawyer, was acting on behalf of Joseph Mwenda, who claimed he had been shot and injured by police. The three men went missing following their appearance at proceedings in a Nairobi area courthouse on June 23rd. Three Kenyan police officers were arrested in connection with the deaths and appeared at the High Court in Nairobi on July 11th, where an application to detain them for 14 days pending investigation was granted. The case will return to court on July 18th. A joint statement was issued on July 1st by the heads of mission in Kenya from the United States, Australia, Denmark, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. Our diplomatic missions have offered law enforcement assistance to the government of Kenya in this matter, the statement reads. Human rights defenders play a key role in promoting human rights and strengthening the rule of law, and we are committed to supporting their work and protecting them. The individuals responsible for these crimes must face prosecution, regardless of whether they are private citizens or members of the NPS, the National Police Service. Holding police officers accountable for violations of human rights and other forms of misconduct is vital to end impunity in the police service and to establish safety and security for all Kenyans.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.
Interested in deeper analysis of news and events in Africa? Then plan to join me, Douglas Impuga, on Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 1730 UTC. We'll have African journalists and expert guests discuss the topic at hand. We take a deeper look at important African news topics. So plan to be with us every Thursday at 1730 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Political conventions are a critical part of the American electoral process. Our job is to put the conventions, the candidates, and the issues into context for our listeners. Tune in to VOA's extensive coverage of the Republican and Democratic parties' conventions starting July 18th on VOA.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
VOA News.
VOA. When news breaks, VOA News is there. Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.